Meteorologist Mike Sharp.
Thank you, Mike. Right now in Fort Wayne, a falling barometer from 29.65 inches of mercury. We have a southwest wind at 10 miles an hour. 92% is the relatively high relative humidity. Cloudy skies at Bearfield and 35 degrees. Enough wind to make it feel like 22. It's 32 freezing degrees downtown at your weather station.
Whoa, whoa.
The Motown sound of Diana Ross and the Supremes and Back in My Arms Again. Hi there. 9 minutes after 5 o'clock, after six in Ohio and Michigan, Ken Sherb with the Good Saturday Morning Team and Billy Joe Royal. Carole King really knows how to get under the skin of somebody from New Orleans. Ken Sherb with the Good Saturday Morning Team, quarter after five with Peter and Gordon. With Jerry Butler.
He don't love you, and he never will like God.
From the station that played him first, WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1, Jerry Butler, He Will Break Your Heart. It's now 20 minutes after 5, weather station next.
Here they come again.
C5 from WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1. It's 22 after 5, after 6 in Ohio and Michigan. Ken Sherb here with the Good Saturday Morning Team. Van Rockefeller in the newsroom. Brian Walsh, acting farm director, to do the markets in a few minutes. And on the phone line from the weather station, meteorologist Mike Sharp, who has a lot of explaining to do about the last few days' worth of weather. Mike, last time I talked to anybody around here, it was gorgeous. And then the bottom fell out.
That's exactly right, Ken. That's the best way to the weather station. This is meteorologist Mike Sharp.
All right, Mike, if you're going to keep improving things, we will come back for another report next hour.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Thanks a lot. It's 525 at WoWo. We regret that the National Weather Service didn't send the climatic summary for today. I can give you last hour's conditions, though. 29.65 and falling the barometer. Southwest winds at 10. 92% the relative humidity. It's cloudy, 35 at Bearfield, and 33 degrees downtown at your weather station. I don't know about you, but I've gotten to the point where I can hear a whoa-whoa in just about any song anywhere, including that one, A Beautiful Morning by the Young Rascals. It's 28 after 5, after 6 in Ohio and Michigan, and time now for the Pork Council Report, a project of the Ohio Pork Producers Council. The program is funded with a grant from Countrymark Incorporated and their swine feed division.
Your Ohio Pork Council is content for product, and over the last few years there's been an effort at firming up the council's relationship with Ohio. Dick Isler of the Ohio Pork Producers Council. And our thanks to Elanco and Countrymark, the companies who make our weekly show possible.
It's 5:31 at WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1, and this is a WoWo News Update. The weather is starting to cause problems for search crews who are trying to find earthquake victims trapped underneath freeway rubble in Oakland, California. Searchers say that high winds caused the freeway to shake last night, and they suspended the search while crews shore up the caved-in road. President Bush is vowing to do what's necessary to fix the earthquake-wrecked areas of Northern California. However, he isn't saying specifically how much money California will be getting. Officials are estimating the earthquake damage has run to about $5.5 billion worth. NASA says that it may leave the shuttle up until Tuesday or even Wednesday. The spacecraft was scheduled to land Monday at Edwards Air Force Base in California, but forecasters say the winds there may be too strong at the slated landing time. United Airlines Pilot Union says that it has another partner in its quest for United's parent company. The pilots say that United's flight attendants are joining them in their bid for UAL Corporation. Yesterday, British Airways announced that it was pulling out of the bidding for United. More news coming up at the top of the hour from Van Rockefeller in the WoWo Newsroom, the WoWo Weather Station, and meteorologist Mike Sharp call for a chance for some light snow flurries early in the day, and then partly cloudy with a high of 48 degrees today. 33 degrees downtown at WoWo right now. And in sports, area high school sectional results last night went like this. It was Penn over Northside, 10-0. Northrop blanked Elkhart Memorial, 48-0. Snyder blanked Wayne, 13-0. And Elkhart Central got past Warsaw by a 7-3 count. That was 5A Sectional 3. In 5A Sectional 4, Huntington North beat Muncie South 18-13. In 4A Sectional 11, it was DeKalb blanking East Noble 25-0. Wawasee over Southside 20-14. Homestead blanked Elmhurst 6-0. And Columbia City held New Haven scoreless by a 26-0 score. In 4A Sectional 12, Jay County beat Blackford 21-7. The Belmont-Logansport game was postponed because of the conditions. It'll be played today. In 3A Sectional 18, South Bend St. Joseph's 20, Whitco 6, Lakeland over Angola by a 16-7 score. It was Northwood 35, Culver Military 0. In 3A Sectional 19, Norwell beat Carroll 14-0. Harding got past Concordia 28-21. Bishop Dwenger really walloped Wabash 60-0. In 2A Sectional 26, Woodland got past Heritage, blanked them 15-0. Bishop Lures held Prairie Heights scoreless 28-0. West Noble blanked Garrett 14-0, and it was Fairfield 12, Eastside 0. In 2A Sectional 27, Bluffton held Winnemac scoreless 22-0. The Tippecanoe Valley Cass game was postponed until today. Manchester Way passed Taylor by a 53-22 score. In single-A sectional 33, it was Cherubusco over Southern Wells 41-22, Leo over Central Noble 20-0, and South Adams blanked Fremont 27-0. In single-A sectional 36, well, there really wasn't much action because the game was postponed until today between Northfield and Southwood. In sports on WoWo this weekend, all sorts of things. Full card of action as the Comets are hosting Flint in hockey tonight. Bob Chase says all the play-by-play, 7:20 this evening on WoWo. The Colts will be traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals tomorrow. Pre-game show at 11:30 in the morning. And, of course, IU has its homecoming today as the Hoosiers host Minnesota. You can follow all the action of Big Red Football starting at 12:35 on WoWo.
Stick with WoWo.
Stereo 1190, WOWO, Fort Wayne's full-service station with the most complete news coverage and still more music. Markets coming up after Bob Dylan at WOWO. I'm not sure if we should play a promo for Drug-Free America or not at this point. You never know about those double meanings in the lyrics from songs of that era. Bob Dylan at WoWo. It's exactly 19 minutes away from 6, away from 7 in Ohio and Michigan. Give yourself a lift home in the afternoon. Pick up Ron Gregory on WoWo. I would say let him pick you up, but no, I won't even try that line. Let Ron give you the greatest oldies, though, the Finkel forecast, the latest from the WoWo newsroom, and much more, as only Ron Gregory can bring it to you. Afternoons here on WoWo. Flying Brian Walsh in for a few weeks here as our kind of acting farm services director. He'll have the market report for us. Brian, you're looking well today.
Thank you, Ken, and good morning to you.
O-W-O, the Finkel forecast.
Take heart, friends, it's getting better. Chance for light rain or snow flurries early in the day today, then partly cloudy and a high of 48. Tonight, clearing and cold with a low about 32. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high of 63, getting to be a little bit more like it, and on Monday, partly sunny and warm with a high of 68. As of last hour, cloudy 35 at Fort Wayne's Bear Field, and it's 33 downtown off the world famous fire escape at WoWo with Chubby.
Come on.
I said to Dan Knight a few minutes ago, it's all in the lyrics. Mac and Katie Kassoon and Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. Yeah, from WoWo. We wouldn't kid you about a thing like that. 10 minutes away from 6 o'clock, away from 7 in Ohio and Michigan. At the top of the hour, Van Rockefeller and the latest from the WoWo newsroom. Got a bunch of things which were called into us yesterday as a result of severe weather conditions, or at least adverse weather conditions. And really, we don't have any to speak of in the area now. As you heard the forecast a few minutes ago, it's getting better. But we do have some things that were postponed from today or until today. So let's catch you up on those. From Belmont High School, the football sectional between Belmont and Logansport, at Logansport, has been postponed until tonight. Same time, same location. From J. Randolph and Delaware counties, the Woodland Field Day in J. Randolph and Delaware has been rescheduled until October 28th. That's a week from today. The Fort Wayne McDonald Select Soccer League tournament this weekend is postponed because of weather. The tournament schedule will be moved back 1 week to make up for the missed games. The Three Rivers Youth Soccer Metro League has canceled its games today because of the cold, and from the Police Athletic League football in Fort Wayne, all Saturday games are postponed until next week at the same time. Elsewhere, some great places to be in Wobbleland include in Angola, an annual and perennial event, the Colors of Fall, as you can ride the Little River Railroad steam train in Angola tomorrow at 1 and 2 p.m. and listen to the whistle. Adults pay $4 and children $2.50. Call 425-9182. That's 8. Did I give the number wrong? Let's try it one more time. 825-9182 for more information. The American Red Cross is open today from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. All negative blood types are needed. Supplies getting low. Just contact the Red Cross for an appointment or simply drop by. And in Fort Wayne, the 41st Annual American Society for Quality Control All-Day Conference will be held on Saturday, November 8th, or November 4th. Cannot read numbers this morning, folks, at the Grand Wayne Center. The theme will be total quality today and tomorrow. For registration information, oh no, what other phone number? Let's see if we'll get it right. 481-3474. Let's go to the Helming Week Ahead Report. Get me out of this. Oh, we'll do that in just one second. Honeycombs on WoWo. Hi, Ken Sherb with the Good Saturday Morning Team. They say the weather's getting better. Meantime, can anybody use a beach umbrella? WoWo with Del Shannon and Keep Searching, which is exactly what our dedicated corps of WoWo bumper sticker spotters have been doing for the past several weeks here around and about the area, not only in Fort Wayne, but in the outlying areas as well. And on Monday, the excitement really begins with this bumper sticker contest because we begin announcing license numbers of those whom we have spotted on the air starting Monday morning with Chris and Chuck and the Good Morning Team. If you hear your license number, the deal is you have 1 hour to call back and claim your prize. Prizes include a new 1990 red Acura, or a trip to Europe, or valuable jewelry, or a shopping spree, or a hot tub, which sounds particularly good right now. We're spotting these bumper stickers, so if you don't have one yet, you got to get a bumper sticker in order to be spotted. After that, it's easy. All you got to do is listen to win. The stickers are available at all area Scott's food stores, at the Pepsi display, or at Greenblatt's Furs in Fort Wayne, among other places. Get that bumper sticker on your car, the easiest contest you have ever been a part of, and it's coming to you from your friends here at WoWo. Well, interesting story in the news at 16 minutes after 6. New York corrections officer Newton Hazel knew that his number was up, his lottery number. Pulled this story out because figure that with the Hoosier lottery beginning, it might be of interest to some folks around here. This guy's from a town in New Jersey. He had purchased a New York lotto ticket at a Staten Island deli and then lost the ticket and really completely forgot about it. But then he saw a newspaper article almost a year later about unclaimed money and noticed that one winning number was the one he always chose. It turned out that his lotto ticket was worth a lot of money. Well, he set off on a little literal treasure hunt. As you well can imagine, he turned his entire house upside down. No ticket. Well, he figured that's the way the cookie crumbles. Wait a second. Cookie. He checked the cookie jar, and there was the ticket. Winners have a year in that lottery in which to claim their prize, and he brought in his ticket with just 96 hours to spare. A lottery spokesman said that set a record for cutting it close. This guy is now the proud owner of $1.3 million, which could buy him a lot of cookies and maybe even a new cookie jar to replace the one he busted.
Shelter!
From WoWo, the Buckinghams and Susan. It's 22 minutes after 6, after 7 in Ohio and Michigan. Meteorologist Mike Sharp on the line from the WoWo Weather Station. Mike, I got to admit to you, I really didn't even want to know earlier in the week when the snow started to come down and things started to turn really gray and yucky and cold, and I was thinking winter was surrounding me on all sides. I didn't really want to think about how many records were being set for cold weather here in the middle of October. You have any idea?
I really don't. In fact,
you don't want to know either, huh?
Records for cold and records for snow as well. We've got records this morning all the way down into Florida, temperatures in the 30s and 40s there. So this is really some kind of storm system, very unusual for the time of the year, and hence we have the very unusual weather. But things will improve. We'll get back.
Tell me they're going to improve.
They will. They're going to get back to normal. In fact, even better than that. We'll have to still deal with a little bit of a marginal situation today.
All right. In the meantime, today, in these marginal situations, for example, the IU homecoming game at Bloomington, I'll bet you they never really bet on this. What's it going to be like there?
Well, it's looking very good there, actually. A lot of sunshine at 4th in Chicago, right at the north end end zone of the Metrodome there. Looks like we'll have sunny skies and temperatures moving up really nicely. I think a daytime high ought to be somewhere up towards that 60-degree point, or very close to it anyway. So it looks like a fine weather trend there. And then over at Columbus, Purdue's heading out toward Ohio State territory, and they're going to deal with a lot of clouds yet, maybe even a little drizzle here and there, but nothing serious. I wouldn't even bother wearing a raincoat or anything like that. But,
okay, how about South Bend, where the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame will be trying to extend college football's longest winning streak, 18 in a row so far?
Yeah, Southern Cal's going to have to deal with some pretty cool temperatures around here.
Well, the joke's really going to be on them.
Yes, and I think, actually, it's not going to be horrible if it was yesterday.
Okay, and in Fort Wayne, how does it look?
In Fort Wayne, well, right now we're for Monday, and Tuesday's outlook looks about the same. 70 degrees and a fair amount of sunshine as well. I'm meteorologist Mike Sharp in the WoWo Weather Center.
I am looking forward to it, Mike.
Oh, I think we all are after this bout of bad weather.
We'll talk to you next hour.
All right, Ken.
26 after 6 at WoWo. We regret the fact that we don't have the climatic data for today. Do have the present conditions, though, at Bearfield. A rising barometer from 29.67 inches of mercury. West winds at a brisk 16 miles an hour. 89% the relative humidity. It is inching down from last hour. A drizzle and 36 at Bearfield, and it's 33 degrees downtown at WoWo.
And now it's
slide down the pole.
They say it's easier than sliding up one, Willard. People say Maxwell House is better. You decide.
W-O-W-O.
The best music, the most up-to-date news, the most accurate weather forecast. Where else can you get it besides WoWo? Tell me, where?
Nowhere.
Brian Hyland and Gypsy Woman. It's 6:31, 7:31 in Ohio and Michigan on WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1.
Good morning, I'm Van Rockefeller with...
High school sports, headlines WoWo Sports this morning. Football sectional results from last night in 5A Sectional 3. It was Penn 10, Northside 3. Elkhart Memorial lost to Northrop. It was Northrop 48, Elkhart Memorial nothing. Snyder blanked Wayne 13-0. Got a lot of games in which one team held the other scoreless. Elkhart Central beat Warsaw by a 7-3 score. In 4A sectional, rather in 5A sectional 4, it was Huntington North 18, Muncie South 13. In 4A sectional 11, DeKalb blanked East Noble by a 25-0 score. Wawasee slid past Southside 20-14 there. Homestead 6, Elmhurst nothing, and Columbia City 26, and New Haven nothing. In 4A Sectional 12, it was Jay County over Blackford, 21-7. The Logansport-Belmont game at Logansport has been postponed until today. In 3A Sectional 18, South Bend St. Joseph's beat Whitco by a 20-6 score. It was Lakeland 16, Angola 7, and Northwood blanked Culver Military by a 35-0 count. In 3A Sectional 19, Norwell blanked Carroll 14-0. Harding got past Concordia 28-21, and Bishop Dwenger ran one up on Wabash 60-0. In 2A Sectional 26, Woodland beat Heritage 15-0. Bishop Lures held Prairie Heights scoreless 28-0. West Noble held Garrett scoreless 14-0, and Fairfield blanked Eastside by a 12-0 score. In 2A Sectional 27, Bluffton beat Winnemac 22-0. Cass and Tippecanoe Valley will be playing today, their game postponed. It was Manchester 53, Taylor 22. In single A sectional 33, Cherubusco beat Southern Wells 41-22. It was Leo 20, Central Noble nothing. South Adams beating Fremont by a 27-0 score. And in single A sectional 36, Northfield and Southwood were postponed. They will be playing today. In sports this weekend on WoWo, the Comets will be hosting Flint tonight. And Bob Chase has all the exciting play-by-play beginning at 7:20 for the pregame here on WoWo. In terms of football, the Colts will be traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals tomorrow. We'll have the pregame show at 11:30 in the morning. And, of course, this afternoon, the big homecoming game as the Hoosiers will be hosting Minnesota. And you can follow all the action of that starting at 12:35 here on your sports leader.
Whoa, whoa, where the legends live.
Sherelle's on Wobo with Tonight's the Night. Hi, Ken Sherb, the good Saturday morning team. 22 minutes this side of 7. Did you hear about the politician who was facing an identity crisis? Yeah, it seems that everybody knew everything about him. Hear the grassroots on Wobo. Hey, we're right here, your news and information leader, Wobo, AM 1190 and FM 103.119, this side of 7 o'clock. Going to take a look at all the things that were postponed yesterday as a result of the bad weather. The weather's really not a factor so much today, but we do have some sort of residual announcements about things that were scheduled yesterday or people making decisions yesterday before they saw quite how today would turn out. And anyway, here's how it goes. The football sectional between Belmont and Logansport, to be played at Logansport, has been scheduled until tonight. Same time, same location. The Woodland Field Day in Jay, Delaware, and Randolph counties in Indiana has been rescheduled to next week, October 28th specifically, a week from today. The Fort Wayne McDonald's Select Soccer League tournament this weekend is postponed because of the weather. Tournament schedule will be moved back 1 week to make up for the missed games. The Three Rivers Youth Soccer Metro League has canceled its games for today because of the weather, and all the Saturday games of the Police Athletic League football organization in Fort Wayne are postponed until next week, and they will be played at their regular times. Elsewhere, some great places to be around Woboland include these: the Fryman Chamber Series of the Fort Wayne Philharmonic continuing its season with a performance tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church. Tickets may be purchased at the Embassy box office. You can call 424-5665 for information. In LaGrange, the Lakeland Theater Department proudly sponsors Abraham Lincoln Comes Alive at the Lakeland High School Auditorium. It's on Monday, October 23rd, this coming Monday, 8 p.m. All seats will cost you $2. And in Fort Wayne, the Toastmasters Club will be hosting a guest night this Tuesday, October 24th at Richard's Restaurant on Getz Road, rather, in the Westland Mall. Dinner begins at 6, and the public is invited to attend. If you want more information on it, call 426-7561. And lest we get too serious, in just a couple minutes, we'll come back with the bare facts and the weather forecast. Stick around, you'll find out.
Ready to sweep what? Tell your friends in Ohio and Michigan they can reach Central Soya by dialing 1-800-348-4655.
I'll do it, Bob. You know those guys at Central Soya, they really do the job for you.
Chance for some light rain or snow flurries early in the day today, then partly cloudy with a high about 48, clearing and cold tonight with a low about 32. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high of 63. Looking ahead to Monday, partly sunny and warm with a high of 68. Right now, drizzle and 36 degrees at Fort Wayne's Bear Field, downtown 33 at Wobo.
Don't take your love to town. God's sakes, turn around.
Kenny Rogers from his old days with the First Edition at 1190 Wobo and Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. It's exactly 10 minutes away from 7, away from 8 in Ohio and Michigan. Van Rockefeller coming up at the top of the hour with Wobo News. I want to remind you that evenings are for Jim Reed at the National Oldies Show here on Wobo. I had the chance to do that program the other night. It is a fun program to do because of all the activity going on. You can request your favorite song or listen while others do so from across the eastern seaboard as the 50,000-watt giant flexes its muscle every weeknight from 8 until midnight. And, of course, every weeknight from 11 until midnight, Jim plays the greatest hits of one specific year as he spotlights your favorites. Don't miss the National Oldies Show with Jim Reed. Yes, everybody's pal. Weeknights here on WoWo. Also coming up here, Ken Sherb's date book. A look at some of the interesting things I'm doing, places I'm going, people I'm seeing. But this story, I promised you something about the bear truth. Well, here it is. From Colorado and New Mexico, the trouble with wild bears is that they don't stay in the woods. Naturalists in those states say that it was very dry this summer, and so the usual kind of food that bears eat did not grow in abundance, and so black bears are going after people food. In one case, for example, a bear stopped at a house and ate all the groceries in the refrigerator. The guy, the bear that is, even sampled the wine. But there's no word on whether he got as drunk as a skunk. But anyway, the bears have been coming out of their usual living areas. They've been spotted on golf courses even. Think about it. That could turn a par 3 into a paw 4. Get it? P-A-W 4? Yeah, right.
Oh, stop it! You're killing me!
I wouldn't say that at the end of a bear story.
Community Crockery Spreadable Cheese Snack from Kraft. We know cheese best.
And you'll find Crockery Cheese Snack at all Scott's food stores. You can use Crockery Spreadable Cheese Snack on all varieties of Keebler Townhouse crackers. They're just great for snack time or just any time. You can pick up these fine products at any Scott's food store. And while you're there, be sure to pick up your free $1 off coupon to this year's Fort Wayne's Women's Show at any Scott's store. That's Scott's, your low-price leader. 6 away from 7, time now for us to take a look at the exciting world of Ken Sherb's Datebook, a look at some of the fascinating things I'm doing, places I'm going, people I'm seeing, all right here. This one sort of forces itself onto the old Datebook, and I'm sure you're not at all going to be surprised that I'll talk about the first serious snowfall of the year, which I guess started already on Wednesday night, and by the time Thursday morning dawned, there it was. Oh, I hate snow. I am from New Orleans, you see, and I have yet to see any socially thing about it, not even beauty. People say that no two snowflakes are alike, and that's true. Then again, neither are any two people's fingerprints alike. But I don't want them all over the windshield of my car in the morning either.
W-O-W-O.
Ray Charles at WoWo, Stereo 1190, WOWO, Fort Wayne's full-service station with the most complete news coverage and still more music. Van has news coming up next. Jerry Corbetta and Sugarloaf and Green-Eyed Lady. It's 13 after 7. Hi, Ken Sherb, the good Saturday morning team. Isn't this sweetest day? Rats, I missed it again. Guess I'll have to do what I did for my wife last year. Doctor up a boss's day card. She'll never know the difference. From the station that played him first, WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1, Frankie Valli and the Seasons 4, and the song called... Handy how they come in like that. It's 6:15. That's after 8 in Ohio and Michigan. Ken Sherb here with the good Saturday morning team. We're going up to a high of 48 today. Now, that's a little bit more like it. And good news in store, a high of 63 is predicted for tomorrow. All we got to do is get through this kind of dingy morning, and then we'll be fine. Right now at Bear Field, cloudy, 37 and 33 downtown at WoWo. Interesting the way that San Francisco is recovering from the earthquake a couple of days ago. Saw a story last night that I guess I never really thought of this, but the San Francisco Tourist Bureau, the tourist and convention people, are on the phone like mad, calling all the people they've got scheduled for conventions in that city, saying, you know something? You would never really even know we had an earthquake here downtown. They're saying things like that because they stand to lose a great deal of business. I suppose that there's all sorts of other things that are really pressing concerns out there, like the people who have been sort of dispossessed from their homes because of the quake and all the things that went on in its aftermath. But the city is thinking ahead to the future, and one of the things they're thinking is they've got to secure those tourist dollars. Well, anyway, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with all those folks out there on the West Coast who went through a harrowing time this past week. More music on WoWo coming up in a couple of minutes. WoWo with the Cleftones and Heart and Soul. It's 21 after 7. That's after 8 in Ohio and Michigan. Join Chris Roberts for Jukebox Saturday morning today at Westland Dodge, 5321 Illinois Road from 9 until 1. Catch Chris and the greatest oldies on JBSM while you check out the greatest deal on your next car today at Westland Dodge. And you know how that show moves. And you know how cars move when Chris is out there. He'll help you talk him into a good deal. Stop out at Westland Dodge, see if I'm not right. All right, meteorologist Mike Sharp from the WoWo Weather Station. One more chance for you to come in here this hour and make things right after the way the weather system's been treating us poorly here in the last few days.
I'll do my best, Ken. I think we're going to do it right here today. We'll get rid of this really intense weather system. It's moving on out now. Paul just plotted it on the map, and it's just about over northern parts of Lake Huron, moving to the northeast. But the circulation around it is still spinning a little bit of moisture yet around the area for football there.
Yeah, and that's of interest to us because we got a whole bunch of people who are kind of our guests on a special trip to the homecoming. So good to hear that they're going to have a good game after all.
Now that bus driver has to turn around and stop heading for Minneapolis and head down to Boone.
How about Columbus? Ohio State is playing Purdue there.
Well, Columbus is...
And then, of course, in South Bend, it's SC at Notre Dame.
Right.
And locally in Fort Wayne, how does it look?
And, Ken, it looks like not too bad for today. Just maybe a sprinkle yet here for the next hour or two, and then skies will turn partly cloudy. We will see some sun before the day is out, and we'll warm up, too, a little bit. 48 degrees for the high temperature. You don't have to go too far to the south and west to be in the 50s, but you don't have to go too far north and east to be only in the lower 40s today. For tonight, clearing early but degrees, and looks like we should stay in the 60s, upper 60s to lower 70s, right on into Wednesday. At the WoWo Weather Station, meteorologist Mike Sharp.
You give us a reason even to look forward to Monday, huh?
Oh, I sure do.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. We'll talk to you next hour.
All right, Ken.
7:25 at WoWo. We don't have the regular climatic report from the National Weather Service. Sorry about that. I can tell you the conditions right now, though. 29.68 is the barometric pressure, and it's rising. West wind at 14. We have a 85% relative humidity reading. Cloudy skies, 37 degrees at Bearfield. Minimum temperature for the last 12 hours was 34. Precipitation the last 6 hours, practically nothing, just trace. 37 cloudy at Bearfield and 33 downtown at WoWo.
Tonight, as the Comets take on the Flint Spirits, game time set for 7:30. Plenty of surprises are promised. Don't miss all the action here on WoWo.
You know, having talked to Mike Sharp at the weather station, I feel it incumbent upon me to mention that from my fourth floor vantage point here, I can see that the only snow left downtown is on the roofs of some of the buildings. Actually, though, the sunlight seems to have cleared everything up in the last day or so. And that gives rise to a very important statistic most people don't realize. Most people depend on solar energy for snow removal more than on any other method. 7:29 at WoWo. Let's go to the phone. Do you have a request for us this morning?
My love is here, and oh my darling, now you're going by the Supremes, please.
Absolutely. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Angel, Indiana.
It's coming out to you now from WoWo.
No.
By request on WoWo, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Is Here, and Now You're Gone, Story of My Life. It's 7:32 in the morning at WoWo Radio. Van Rockefeller's in from the newsroom with the news update. Van, before you get to that, have you noticed what the shuttle astronauts are doing?
What are they doing?
Aboard the shuttle Atlantis, they're making movies. Can you imagine the
guy with that
director's cap on sitting in one of those chairs as he floats there in the middle of the shuttle? Lights, camera, action. The five astronauts are using a very powerful camera to shoot various parts of the world for a documentary film. Meanwhile, NASA's watching wind conditions because the winds are high out there at the landing site at Edwards Air Force Base, and that may force a postponement. I just can't get over that image, though, of watching these guys make movies.
Wouldn't that be fun, though?
In orbit.
with a very powerful telescope shooting places all over the world. I think that'd be a riot.
They could be watching us now, Van.
Yeah, you never know.
Big Brother could be a reality with the space shuttle. Great. I'm not feeling any more secure. Thanks a lot, Van.
Quite all right.
It's 7:33 at WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1.
Fort Wayne Police.
And Saturday at Kloffenstein Furniture, Fort Wayne's best-kept secret in Leo just before Leo Grable Road.
Let's hear it for Kloffenstein.
Let's hear it for high school football, because that dominates WoWo sports this morning. The sectional went like this last night in 5A Sectional 3. It was Penn 10, Northside 3. Northrop really beat up on Elkhart Memorial, 48-0. Snyder slid by Wayne, 13-0. It was Elkhart Central nipping Warsaw, 7-3. In 5A Sectional 4, it was Huntington North 18, Muncie South 13. In 4A Sectional 11, DeKalb blanked East Noble 25-0. Wawasee got by Southside by a 20-14 score. Homestead blanked Elmhurst. It was 6-0 there. And Columbia City beat New Haven 26-0. In 4A Sectional 12, Jay County over Blackford, 21-7, the Logansport-Belmont game at Logansport has been postponed till today. In 3A Sectional 18, it was South Bend St. Joseph's 20, Whitco 6, Lakeland 16, Angola 7, and Northwood held Culver Military scoreless, 35-0. In 3A Sectional 19, it was Norwell 14, Carroll nothing. Harding got past Concordia, 28-21. Bishop Dwenger walloped Wabash, 60-0. In 2A Sectional 26, Woodland 15, Heritage nothing. It was Bishop Lures 28, Prairie Heights nothing. West Noble held Garrett scoreless by a 14-0 score, and Fairfield blanked East Side. It was 12-0 there. In 2A Sectional 21, Bluffton beat Winnemac 22-0. The Cass in this part of the country, they call that Tippecanoe Valley versus Cass game was postponed. It'll be played today. Manchester way past Taylor by a 53-22 score. And in single A sectional 33, it was Cherubusco 41, Southern Wells 22. Leo got past Central Noble 20-0. It was South Adams 27, Fremont nothing. And in single A sectional 36, it was Southwood and Northfield. Well, they were scheduled to play, but the whole thing's been postponed until today. Sports action on WoWo this weekend includes in hockey, the Comets hosting Flint. Bob Chase with all the play-by-play. The pregame show begins tonight at 7:20 here on WoWo. The Colts will be traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals tomorrow. Pregame show and all the action on WoWo beginning at 11:30, and of course this afternoon the long-awaited homecoming contest, as the Hoosiers will be hosting the Golden Gophers of Minnesota at homecoming, and we've got all the action beginning at 12:35 this afternoon right after JBSM here on WoWo Radio.
If you're not
Linda Scott. From WoWo, Linda Scott, Every Little Star. 744, 844 in Ohio and Michigan. A few things that have been canceled and postponed and things like that due to the less than great weather the past few days. In Fort Wayne, the Fort Wayne McDonald's Select Soccer League tournament this weekend, postponed because of the weather. Tournament schedule will be moved back 1 week to make up for the missed games. Also, soccer news, the St. Joe Township Soccer League will not have any games today, and the Three Rivers Youth Soccer League has canceled its games for today because of cold weather. So soccer is really biting the dust all over town today. Also from Fort Wayne, the Police Athletic League football organization says that all of its games will be postponed until next week at the same time. Belmont High School reports that the football sectional scheduled to be played between Belmont and Logansport at Logansport has been postponed until tonight. Same time, same location, so if you couldn't make it last night, this could be good news for you. The Woodland Field Day in Delaware, Jay, and Randolph counties has been rescheduled to next weekend, October 28th, a week from today to be specific. And I think that about brings us up to date on all the cancellations and postponements and everything like that caused by the weather. This little item came off the wire, kind of an interesting one. When Joseph Gingold celebrates his 80th birthday on October 30th, people at his party should be fit as fiddles. Well, maybe fit for fiddles. He's going to have 300 violinists on his lawn there at his 80th birthday party. Gingold's a professor emeritus of violin at IU in Bloomington, and his former students are getting together to play Happy Birthday to You on the violin. Only a musician would think of this. As a birthday party, it's not every day that you could find such scale, especially on a musical scale. And with that kind of a crowd, if they give him a tie, it'll probably be a string tie. We're going up to a high of 48 today. It's cloudy and 37 right now, and the forecast is next.
This Thursday does to a hot dog. Imagine what it can do to chicken wings, a baked potato, or nachos. New Crockery spreadable cheese snack from Kraft. We know cheese best.
And you will find Crockery cheese snack at all Scott's food stores, and you can use Crockery spreadable cheese snack on all varieties of Keebler Townhouse crackers. They're great for snack time or really just about any time. You can pick up these fine products at any Scott's food store. And while you're there, be sure to pick up your free $1 off coupon to this year's Fort Wayne Women's Show at any Scott's store. Scott's, your low price leader.
Whoa, whoa, W-O-W-O.
Getting better all the time. A chance for light rain or snow flurries early today, then partly cloudy with a high of 48. Clearing and cold tonight with a low of an even freezing 32. On Sunday, sunny and warmer, a high of 63. And then on Monday, a high of 68. Yes, I like it. Right now, cloudy, 37 degrees at Fort Wayne's Bearfield. And downtown, it is 32 degrees off the world-famous fire escape at WOWO with Paul Simon. Gary Lewis and the Playboys with This Diamond Ring from the station that played him first, WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1. It is 5.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Van Rockefeller coming up at the top of the hour with all the latest from the WoWo newsroom. Some great places to be in WoWo land today include the Cornerstone Alliance Church on North Main Street in Roanoke, sponsoring a series of meetings with the theme Facing Life's Issues, begins tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. and Monday at 7 p.m. Nursery services provided and the public is invited. The Wayndale United Methodist Church on Church Street will be hosting a concert tomorrow afternoon at 3. Features the Adoration Singers, and the public's cordially invited to come and enjoy the music. Refreshments will follow. And in Park County, Indiana, tomorrow is the final day of the Covered Bridge Festival. Come see the historic link to history and the heritage of yesteryear. Festival headquarters is located at the Rockville, Indiana Courthouse Lawn in Rockville. And for more information, call the Tourist Information Center. Area code 317-569-5226. Free admission there. In just a couple of seconds, we're going to be taking a look at the exciting world of network television. Hang on, here at WoWo.
Ely's has their own finance department. It's never been easier to own an appliance. Shop Ely's TV and Appliance today on the square in Bluffton, Indiana.
Well, on the phone lines, I've got a distinguished guest from an unnamed, and we will not name it, TV network, Alfonso Gutierrez, who's in programming. Alfonso, are you there?
Hello.
Alfonso, listen, why is your network doing so well this year?
Oh, well, we think it's because PBS is doing so badly.
I see. Well, tell me, Alfonso, your network, like all the networks, premieres new shows every now and then. Could you give us kind of a sneak preview of what some of your new shows are going to be like?
Oh, boy, I'm glad you asked me, because we've got this great new show on the lineup, and it's about an Alaskan sled dog in a potato, and we call it Husky and Stark.
My boogity shoe.
I guess I shouldn't really admit it because I work here and everything, but I don't understand much of that song. Barry Mann, who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump. I guess there's a reason why I don't understand that. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. That's after 9 in Ohio and Michigan. Ken Sherb here with the Good Saturday Morning Team. I don't know if it's any kind of a commentary on how good the show is, but we have never been confused with Ella Fitzgerald on tape. Just want you to know, truth in advertising and everything. Tonight is WoWo Bumper Sticker Night at the Comet Hockey Game. Yes, WoWo personalities will be passing out. Oh, there's more. They'll be passing out WoWo bumper stickers and giving you a chance to win a valuable gift at the hockey game and your share of over $40,000 in prizes from WoWo. Yes, go to the hockey game tonight, see the personalities, or for that matter, those of you who are gathering for the bus trip. I guess they're already on the way now to the homecoming at Bloomington. Get a chance to see some of the personalities there. That's always a strange thing when you see the face of someone you have heard on the air. And sometimes you're disappointed, sometimes you're not. The station strategically kept me off the trip, and I'm not going to be at the hockey game tonight. They kind of hide me in the back closet because people take one look at my face and conclude that they've seen better-looking hot cross buns.
If you're not a... And hurry in for the best selection, Sears.
That's your money's worth and a whole lot more. Whoa, whoa, W-O.
Hi, what can we do for you?
I'd like to hear Day After Day by Badfinger.
Oh, yeah, great song. We'll do it for you.
Thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
Muncie.
All right, for Muncie, here it comes.
Thank you.
I remember finding out about my love too.
Stereo 1190, WOWO, Fort Wayne's full-service station with the most complete news coverage and still more music. Here's Herman's Hermits. And don't you forget it. Herman's Hermits from the station that played him first. Whoa, whoa, AM 1190 and FM 103.1. It's 823, 923 in Ohio and Michigan. Meteorologist Steve Tosi has been the person, I guess, changing the guard at the Whoa, whoa weather station over from Mike Sharp. Steve, come on in. Tell us about the weather today.
Okay, Ken, thank you once again. And it looks like we'll be in for some improving weather starting today, especially later on in the day. Some clouds will continue to linger across the area. Here's how the forecast looks for meteorologist Steve Tosi in the Lowell Weather Station.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's 8:25 in Fort Wayne now. We don't have our regular feature of climatic data today. It just didn't come down the wire. We'll have that for you next time. Present conditions in Fort Wayne, a rising barometer from 29.72 inches of mercury, west winds at 13 miles an hour, 85% is the relative humidity. It's cloudy, 37 degrees at Bearfield, and 32 even freezing degrees downtown at Wobo.
This Thursday does to a hot dog. Imagine what it can do to chicken wings, a baked potato, or nachos. New crockery spreadable cheese snack from Kraft. We know cheese best.
And you'll find crockery cheese snack at all Scott's food stores. You can use the crockery spreadable cheese snack on all varieties of Keebler Townhouse crackers. Just great for snack time or really any time. You can pick up these fine products at any Scott's food store. And while you're there, be sure to pick up your free $1 off coupon to this year's Fort Wayne Women's Show at any Scott's store. That's Scott's, your low price leader. It's 8:28 in the morning at WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1, and the phones are red hot. Hi there. What would you like to hear this morning?
I'd like to have a request and dedication for Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, for Jerry Gustin of Wabash from Norman Andrews.
Shucks, I think you could dedicate that song to everybody today. We're hoping for that sunshine.
Yeah.
Here it is now. You are the sunshine. Tossing a broad kind of hint with that song. You are the sunshine of my life. Stevie Wonder from WoWo. It's 8:31, 9:31 in Ohio and Michigan. Van Rockefeller, did you see this item in the news? Actually, it's a more sports kind of item, but it bleeds over into news.
What's that?
Danny White, former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, is founding a most exclusive club, according to USA Today. Only pro quarterbacks, young and old, will be invited to join. The new group will attempt to organize retired and active pro quarterbacks into an organized lineup ready to do charitable and commercial functions. Interesting kind of concept. Mm-hmm. Now listen to the 9-man advisory board they've assembled so far. It includes Daryl LaMonica of the Raiders, Roman Gabriel of the Rams, Vince Ferragamo, and my mind is blanking on where he played, Bart Starr, of course, of Green Bay, and the great Johnny Unitas of the Colts. So far, invitations have been accepted by 40 quarterbacks, and Daryl LaMonica says, with some of today's players, it's take, take, take. We want to give something back to society.
So it's basically for charity.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of a way to organize these guys who have big names. Quarterbacks are probably the biggest name people in professional football in order to do charitable work.
Most visible people, anyway.
Yeah. And LaMonica adds that the whole idea of organizing the quarterbacks could spur some other people to organize. He says, after all, somebody had to catch the ball when we threw it. Can you see it now? The Left Guards Association.
That's right.
Fuzzy Thurston would be the first in line.
Better than the Right Guard Association.
All right. I resemble that remark. It smells around here at WoWo, AM 1190 and FM 103.1.
Fort Wayne Police, our WoWo News.
And in WoWo Sports, the big headline is area high school football sectional results from last night. In 5A Sectional 3, it was Penn 10, Northside 3. Northrop beat Elkhart Memorial bad, 48-0 there. Snyder got past Wayne, 13-0, and it was Elkhart Central blanking Warsaw. I'm sorry, nipping Warsaw would be a better term, 7-3 there. In 5A Sectional 4, it was Huntington North getting past Muncie South, 18-13. In 4A Sectional 11, DeKalb blanked East Noble, 25-0. Wawasee got past Southside, 20-14. Homestead 6, Elmhurst nothing. And Columbia City 26, New Haven nothing. In 4A Sectional 12, it was Jay County 21, Blackford 7. And the Logansport-Belmont game has been postponed to today. In 3A Sectional 18, South Bend St. Joseph's beat Whitco 20-6. It was Lakeland 16, Angola 7, Northwood 35, Culver Military nothing. In 3A Sectional 19, Norwell blanked Carroll by a 14-0 count. It was Harding over Concordia 28-21. Bishop Dwenger walloped Wabash 60-0. In 2A Sectional 26, all the games had one team holding another scoreless. Woodland over Heritage, 15-0. Lures over Prairie Heights, 28-0. West Noble, 14, Garrett, nothing. And Fairfield, 12, Eastside, nothing. In 2A Sectional 27, it was Bluffton over Winnemac by a 22-0 score. The Cass-Tippecanoe Valley game has been postponed over to today. Manchester rolled one up on Taylor, 53-22 there. In single A sectional 33, it was Cherubusco over Southern Wells, 41-22. It was Leo blanking Central Noble by a 20-0 score, and South Adams held Fremont scoreless, 27-0 in that game. The single A sectional 36 had a game scheduled between Northfield and Southwood. That, too, has been postponed over to today. Sports action this weekend on the air here at WoWo. The Comets will be playing tonight, hosting Flint. Bob Chase has all the play-by-play at 7:20 tonight here on WoWo. Colts will be traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals tomorrow. We'll have the pregame show starting at 11:30 in the morning. And, of course, this afternoon you can hear all the excitement as the homecoming game unfolds in Bloomington. IU versus the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. We'll have the pregame show starting at 12:35 on WoWo.
Stick with WoWo.
Beatles and She's a Woman. Pretty obvious deduction in my book. 20 minutes away from the hour, Ken Sherb with a good Saturday morning team. By request, here's Buddy Holly on WoWo and Peggy Sue.
If you don't hear Peggy Sue.
It's almost exactly 17 minutes away from 9:10 in Ohio and Michigan. Ken Sherb with a good Saturday morning team and a whole bunch of things to advise you of in terms of postponements, cancellations, etc. From Noble County Gas and Steam, tillage day planned for today will be canceled. The rain date will be next weekend. The Whitley County 4-H Horse and Pony Fun Show, scheduled for today at the 4-H Park, for tomorrow at the 4-H Park, has been canceled, and they are not rescheduling that one. That's the Whitley County 4-H Horse and Pony Fun Show. In Fort Wayne, the Fort Wayne McDonald Select Soccer League tournament this weekend has been postponed due to the weather. Tournament schedule will be moved back 1 week to make up the missed games. The St. Joe Township Soccer League will not be having any games today. And the Three Rivers Youth Soccer Metro League has canceled their games today because of the weather. Also in Fort Wayne, the Police Athletic League football say that all their Saturday games have been postponed till next week at the same time. And still more sports-related stuff. The football sectional between Belmont and Logansport, game to be played at Logansport, has been postponed until tonight. Same time, same location. From J. Randolph and Delaware counties, the Woodland Field Day there has been rescheduled to 1 week from today. It was supposed to have been today, and I think that just about catches us up with all the announcements we've had related to the weather. It's now 15 minutes away from 9 o'clock. One more thing to remind you of, and that's that Chris Roberts will be doing Jukebox Saturday morning today from Westland Dodge at 5321 Illinois Road, 9 until 12:35, which is pregame time for the IU game. You can catch Chris and the Greatest Oldies on Jukebox while you check out the greatest deal on your next car today at Westland Dodge. You know, the other day a guy told me that he got a Dodge for his wife. I told him I don't approve of trades like that.
Personally guarantee it.
Getting better. A chance for light rain or snow flurries early today, then partly cloudy and a high of 48. It'll be clearing and cold tonight with a low about 32. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 63. Tomorrow night, fair, not quite so cold and a low of 39. And on Monday, partly sunny and warm and a high of 68 degrees. It sounds like it's going to be great. Right now, cloudy, 37 degrees at Fort Wayne's Bearfield, 33 degrees downtown at WoWo, where we go back to the phones. What can we do for you today, sir?
Yes, I'd like to request the Deep Purple by Nito Temple and April Stevens.
Ah, very good song. It's a Deep Purple kind of morning, too.
It is.
What are you planning to do today?
Well, I'm traveling over in Ohio right now, so I'll listen to you as long as I can pick you up.
All right, that should be a good long way on the 50,000 watts of WoWo.
Thanks, sir.
Here it comes now at WoWo. WoWo at 6 before 9 with Carole King and Sweet Seasons. And speaking of Sweet Seasons, on the WoWo calendar, we've got in Goshen, Indiana, the annual Fall Color Tours at the Mary Lee Environmental Learning Center of Goshen College, Wolf Lake, Indiana. taking place tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. Visitors are invited to stroll along the 3.5 miles of trails at Mary Lee for no admission charge. Call the college for more information at 535-7571.